比如圣经打开约翰福音第一章第三十五节到五十一节。
If you have your Bibles, please turn to John chapter 1, verses 35 to
51. 我只是用中文来念，你看英文的就跟着看。
I will be only reading it in Chinese, so please follow along in English.
约翰福音第一章第三十五节。再次约翰同两个门徒站在哪里，他见耶稣行走，就说，看哪，就是神的羔羊。两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。耶稣转身过来，看见他们跟坐，就问他们说，你们要什么？他们说，拉比，在哪里住？耶稣说，你们来看。他们就去看他在哪里住，这一天便与他们同住。那时夜游深圳了，听见约翰的话跟从耶稣的人，那两个人，一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈，他先找到自己的哥哥西门，对他说，我们遇见弥赛亚了，于是领他去见耶稣。耶稣看着他说，你是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法，基法翻出来就是彼得。又次日，耶稣要往加利利去，遇见腓力，就对他说，来跟从我吧。这腓力是伯帅大人，和安德烈、彼得同城。腓力找着拿单业，对他说，摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位，我们遇见了，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。拿单业对他说，拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？腓力说，你来看。耶稣看见拿单业来，就指着他说，看哪，这是个真以色列人，他心里没有诡诈的。拿单业对耶稣说，你从哪里知道我呢？耶稣说，腓力还没有呼召你，你在无花果树底下，我就看见你了。拿单业说，拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。耶稣对他说，因为我说在无花果树底下看见你，你就信吗？你将要看见比这更大的事。又说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们将要看见天开了，神的使者上下来在人子的身上。在主耶稣还没有出来传讲这个天国的福音的时候，
Before Jesus came out to preach about the kingdom of heaven,
已经有一个人出来为主耶稣做见证。
Someone already came out to testify for Jesus.
这个人就是施洗约翰。
That man was John the Baptist.
施洗约翰自己也有两个门徒。
John the Baptist himself had two disciples.
这两个门徒，第一个就是约翰，也就是写约翰福音的约翰。
The first one was John, and that's the same John who wrote the Gospel of John.
第二位是安德烈。
And the second one is Andrew.
所以他们听到施洗约翰所说的。
So when they heard what John the Baptist said.
施洗约翰说，他见耶稣行走，就说，看哪，这是神的羔羊。
So John the Baptist, when he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God."
当这两位门徒听到施洗约翰所说的
，When these two disciples heard what John the Baptist said,
他们就去跟从耶稣。
They turned and followed Jesus.
因此约翰跟安德烈成为耶稣第一位和第二位门徒。
Thus John and Andrew became the first and second disciples of Jesus.
安德烈跟约翰信了耶稣，跟随了耶稣之后。
Andrew and John, after they believed in Jesus and followed him,
他们就把这个好消息告诉他们的弟兄。
Then they passed on this good news to their brothers.
所以安德烈就去告诉他的弟兄西门彼得。
So Andrew went to his brother Simon Peter.
约翰就去告诉他的弟兄叫做雅各。
And John went to his brother James.
安德烈这个人在圣经里面不经常提到。
Andrew was not mentioned in the Bible very often.
不是一个很特殊的门徒。
He's not anyone special among the disciples.
所以每一次提到他的时候，都是讲到他把人带到主耶稣基督的面前。
But every time he was mentioned, he brought someone before Jesus.
比如说约翰福音第六章第八节这么说。
For instance, in John chapter 6, verses 8 and 9, it says,
有一个门徒就是西门彼得的弟兄弟安德烈。
Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up.
对耶稣说，在这里有一个孩童带着五个大麦饼两条鱼，只是分给这许多人还算什么呢？
Here's a boy with five small barley loaves and two small fish. But how far will they go among so many?
还有另外一个地方谈到他。
And another place talks about him.
那时上来过节礼拜的人中有几个希利人。
Now there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the feast.
他们来见加利利波塞大的腓力，求他说。
They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request.
先生，我们愿意见耶稣。
Sir, they said, we would like to see Jesus.
腓力去告诉安德烈，安德烈同腓力去告诉耶稣。
Philip went to tell Andrew. Andrew and Philip in turn told Jesus.
这些经文都谈到安德烈经常把人，包括他的弟兄西门彼得带到主耶稣基督的面前。
These verses talk about that Andrew oftentimes brought people to Jesus.
在我读初中三的时候。
When I was in junior high.
正好是农历新年。
It was Chinese New Year.
那么我的哥哥就从外地新加坡回来过年。
My brother returned from Singapore for the holiday.
那么那次他回来的时候，他带了一本圣经送给我。
That time when he returned, he brought a Bible and gave it to me.
那么同时把福音也传给我。
He also brought the gospel to me.
那个时候是我第一次听到福音。
That was the first time I've ever heard about the gospel.
因为之前没有人曾经跟我传过福音。
Because before that, no one has ever told me.
我也不知道耶稣是谁。
I didn't know who Jesus was.
在我的印象中，耶稣是一个历史的人物。
In my impression, Jesus was a historical figure.
因为在初中一的历史课里面有提到耶稣。
Because in our history class, we talked about Jesus.
那么从那个时候开始，我就读圣经。
And from that time on, I began to read the scripture.
从马太福音开始。
Beginning from Matthew.
我渐渐的我就认识了这位耶稣。
And slowly I began to know this Jesus.
经过一年多的时间，我就信了耶稣，就好像 Vera 跟Michelle 一样。
And after a year plus, I believed in Jesus just like Michelle and Vera.
福音临到我。
The good news came to me.
是因为我的哥哥把这个福音传给我。
Because my brother brought the gospel to me.
就好像安德烈把这个福音传给他弟兄西门彼得一样。
Just as Andrew who told and John who told their brothers about the good news.
所以当安德烈成为耶稣的门徒之后。
So after Andrew became a disciple of Jesus.
第一件事情就是把这个好消息告诉他的弟兄西门彼得。
The first thing he did was to tell Simon Peter, his brother, this good news.
然后把西门彼得带到耶稣基督的面前。
And then brought Simon Peter before Jesus.
就好像这节经文讲。
Just as this verse says.
他先找着自己的哥哥西门，对他说：“我们遇见弥赛亚了。”
The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah."
弥赛亚的意思就是基督。
That is the Christ.
所以弥赛亚在希伯来文，上个星期我讲过是马西亚。
And I had mentioned last week that Messiah in Hebrew is Messiah.
Messiah 的意思是受膏者。
And Messiah 的meaning is the anointed one.
在希腊文是 Christos。
And in Greek, it's Christos.
也是就是指基督的意思。
And it's referring to Christ.
对于犹太人来说，弥赛亚有时候他们认为是神的儿子。
And for a Jew, sometimes they think of Messiah as the Son of God.
在旧约圣经里面。
In the Old Testament.
先知、祭司跟君王属于是受膏者。
Prophet, priests, and kings are considered as anointed ones.
因为他们有特殊的职位。
Because they have a special position.
君王特别是被称为那个受膏者。
The kings are especially called the anointed ones.
神的受膏者。
God's anointed ones.
所以当犹太人提到弥赛亚的时候。
So when the Jews mention about Messiah.
他们是指一位君王。
They're referring to a king.
到来把他们从外邦人政权释放出来。
That a king would come and save them from the rule of other governments.
然后设立自己的政权。
And establish their own government.
但是对于一些犹太人，弥赛亚的定义有一点困扰。
But to some other Jews, the meaning of Messiah is confusing.
有些犹太人认为这位弥赛亚是。这个以赛亚书五十三章讲那个受苦的仆人。
And some people thought that Messiah meant the one who was mentioned in Isaiah 53, which is the suffering servant.
也有些犹太人认为这个弥赛亚是这个以赛亚书第九章所说那个和平的君王。
And also some people thought it's the Messiah refers to what Isaiah mentioned in chapter 9, which is the Prince of Peace.
那么到底主耶稣是否是犹太人所想象那位弥赛亚，成为犹太人所面对的一个问题？
So, who this Jesus is as a Messiah is a problem to the Jews.
那么主耶稣有时候必须要跟这些跟随他的人讲。
And oftentimes Jesus has to tell those who are following him.
说明他首先要承受这个十字架的痛苦。
To clarify that he first must suffer on the cross.
然后才戴上这个荣耀的冠冕。
And then he will put on the crown of glory.
主耶稣必须要先受苦
Jesus must first suffer,
然后才进入他的荣耀
and then he will enter his glory.
所以当安德烈告诉彼得说
So when Andrew told Peter,
我们遇见这个弥赛亚了
We found the Messiah.
那么他的意思到底是什么
What was his meaning?
对于安德烈来讲
To Andrew,
弥赛亚就是基督
Messiah is Christ.
也就是耶稣基督的意思。
And that means Jesus Christ.
那么基督又是什么意思
？And what does Jesus mean?
耶稣又是什么意思
？What's the meaning of Jesus?
所以耶稣跟基督有类似的含义。
Jesus and Christ have similar meanings.
耶稣这个名在圣经里面是当耶稣被受割礼的时候所取的。
The name Jesus was given him when on the day that he was circumcised.
就好像路加福音第二章第二十一节这么说。
Just as in Luke chapter 2 verse 21 it says.
满了八天就给孩子行割礼，以他起名叫耶稣，这就是没有成胎以前天使所取的名。
On the eighth day when it was time to circumcise him, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he had been conceived.
然后在马太福音第一章第二十一节又这么说
In Matthew chapter 1 verse 21 it says
他将要生一个儿子你要给他起名叫耶稣因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶中拯救出来
She will give birth to a son and you are to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins
那么这节经文说明说他的名字叫耶稣，因为他要把人从罪恶中拯救出来。
Here it says that he will be called Jesus because he will save his people from their sins.
所以当基督这个名称被使用的时候
，So when the name Jesus is used，
他是指耶稣就是那位救主。
It's referring to him as a savior.
是人跟神中间那个之间那个中保。
And he's a mediator between God and man.
所以我们看到耶稣是他的名。
So we see that Jesus is his name.
基督是他的名称。
Christ
is a title.
It's a title.
因此耶稣基督跟弥赛亚是它的含义是有密切的关系。
So Jesus Christ and Messiah are as closely related.
所以安德烈把这个西门彼得带到主耶稣基督的面前。
So Andrew brought Simon Peter before Christ.
因此西门彼得也成为了耶稣基督的门徒。
Therefore Simon Peter also became a disciple of Jesus.
然后圣经讲到过了一天耶稣就往加利利去。
And the Bible continues that after a day, Jesus went to Galilee.
那么他就看到另外一个人叫做腓力。
And he saw another person called Philip.
耶稣对他说，来跟从我吧。
And Jesus said, come follow me.
腓力很快的就去跟随耶稣。
And Philip quickly followed Jesus.
然后腓力因此不单自己跟从了耶稣。
And Philip not only followed Jesus himself.
他还去告诉另外一个人叫做拿单业。
He went to another person named Nathaniel.
拿单业就不是很乐观。
Nathaniel was not nearly as optimistic.
他对耶稣没有一个很好的印象。
He didn't have a great impression of Jesus.
他说，因为耶稣是从这个地方叫做拿撒勒来的。
Because Jesus came from a place named Nazareth.
所以拿单业对耶稣说，对他说，拿撒勒还能出什么好的东西？腓力说。你来看吧。
Nazareth, can anything good come from there? Nathaniel asked. Come and see, said Philip.
主耶稣来自这个地方叫做拿撒勒。
Jesus came from a place named Nazareth.
拿撒勒可能不是一个很出名的地方。
Perhaps Nazareth wasn't a very famous place.
可能好像New Mexico 有个地方叫做 Madrid， 你们有没有去过这个地方
？Perhaps New Mexico, it's kind of like Madrid in New Mexico.
我三年前我去过 Madrid。
Three years ago, I was at Madrid.
如果你有机会，你去看一下这个地方。
If you have an opportunity, go there.
那么整个市镇只有一条街。
The whole city, there's only one street.
我们讲，如果一条街就是好像 cowboy town 一样。
And if only one street, it's like a cowboy town.
我们街道上的建筑物非常的简陋，还有破旧。
And the houses along that street were old and dilapidated.
没有一点生命气息。
Doesn't look like there was anything live there.
你去你就知道是怎么样。
If you go there, you'll see what I mean.
英文有个字叫做 ghost town.
In English, there's the term ghost town.
这个地方就是给人感觉到不会有好的东西出来。
And you get the feeling that nothing good will ever come from this place.
但是这个腓力坚持要拿单业来看耶稣。
But Philip insisted that Nathaniel come to see Jesus.
所以耶稣看见拿单业的时候。
So when Jesus saw Nathaniel.
就指着他说，看哪，这真是个真以色列人，他心里没有诡诈的。
He said to him, "Here is a true Israelite in whom there is nothing false."
拿单业。就对主耶稣说，你哪里知道我？
Then Nathaniel asked Jesus, "How did you know me?"
耶稣就回答说，腓力还没有呼召你以前，你在那个无花果树底下，我已经看见你。
Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you."
主耶稣还没有看见拿单业之前，他已经知道他的身世。
Before Jesus even saw Nathaniel, he already knew his life story.
如果你是拿单业的话，你的反应是怎么样？
If you were Nathaniel, what would have been your reaction?
有一天你在路上走路的时候，有个陌生人讲，你是某某人，讲出你的身世来。
And as perhaps one day as you're walking down the street, some stranger walk up to you and say, "You're so and so," and they begin to tell you your life story.
你的反应是如何？
What would your reaction be?
这个是约翰福音书里面讲到耶稣的神性。
And this is what John speaks of concerning Jesus' deity.
因为耶稣还没有看到拿单业之前，他已经知道他。
Because before Jesus even saw Nathaniel, he already knew him.
只有神能够做到这点。
Only God can do such thing.
所以拿单业说，拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。
Then Nathaniel declared, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel.
所以拿单也说耶稣是神的儿子，是以色列的王。
So Nathanael declared that Jesus is the Son of God and the King of Israel.
那么首先让我们来看这个神的儿子这个定义是什么。
And let's first look at the meaning of Son of God.
那么子这个名称第一次出现在约翰福音第一章第十八节。
Son, the word son comes first in John chapter 1 verse 18.
从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known.
独生子的意思就是很独特、很特殊的意思。
The one and only son is referring to someone who's very unique.
在约翰福音书里面，神的儿子这个名称出现了至少有九次。
In the book of John, the term Son of God appears at least nine times.
可见使徒约翰一直在提到这个神的儿子这个名称。
So the apostle John continued to mention the term Son of God.
所以约翰要读约翰福音书的人。知道这个明白耶稣是神的儿子。
So John wants his readers to understand that Jesus is the Son of God.
所以在这本福音书结束的时候
Therefore at the end of this gospel,
记得这节经文就是约翰福音的宗旨和目的。
Remember this verse which is the goal of the book of John.
但这些事要叫你们信耶稣是基督是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name.
主耶稣是神的儿子，表明他的神性。
Jesus is the Son of God, represents His deity.
他是神。
He is God.
这个是公认的。
And this is acknowledged by Paul.
甚至魔鬼邪灵也在耶稣基督的面前承认这个名称。
Even the devil and the spirits, evil spirits admit that Jesus is God.
在马可福音第三章十一节。
In Mark chapter 3 verse 11.
巫鬼无论何时看见他，就匍匐在他面前，喊着说：“你是神的儿子。”
Whenever the evil spirits saw him, they fell down before him and cried out.You are the Son of God.
刚才我讲到弥赛亚在希伯来文是马西亚。
And I have mentioned Messiah in Hebrew is Messiah.
马西亚的意思就是受膏者的意思。
And the meaning of Messiah is anointed one.
弥赛亚也是指耶稣基督。
Messiah is also referring to Jesus Christ.
换句话说，耶稣基督就是那位受膏者。
In another word, that Jesus Christ is the anointed one.
耶稣就是以色列的君王。
And Jesus is a king of Israel.
在旧约圣经里面，这个受膏者经常是指君王。
And in the Old Testament, oftentimes the anointed one is referring to the king.
那么以色列的王这个名称跟弥赛亚或者受膏者这个名称是相似的。
King of Israel, Messiah, anointed one are all interrelated.
所以在这个一章第四十九节，拿单耶说：“拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。”
Therefore, in John chapter 1 verse 49, Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel."
所以拿单耶说的没有错，耶稣就是以色列的王。
Therefore, what Nathanael said is true that Jesus is the King of Israel.
然后在诗篇第二篇第六节到第七节。
And Psalm chapter 2 verses 6 and 7.
说我已经立了我的君王在锡安我的圣山上了。
I have installed my king on Zion, my holy hill.
受膏者说我要传圣旨耶和华曾对我说你是我的儿子我今日生你。
I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. He said to me, You are my son. Today I have become your father.
这两节经文讲到耶和华神高立他的君王。
And these two verses says that the Jehovah Lord establishes the kings.
这君王受封之日的时候成为他的儿子。
And when he is installed on Zion, then he has become his son.
享有这个儿子的特权。
and enjoy the privilege of sonship.
那么请我们注意这段经文最后那一句，就是你是我的儿子，我今日生你，到底是什么意思？
And let's know the last part of this verse, you are my son, today I have become your father.
这句经文是讲到耶稣基督的复活。
This verse is referring to Jesus' resurrection.
那么同时也讲到耶稣基督是超越那个天使的特权。
Also that Jesus transcends the authority of the angels.
也超越了那大祭司的职位。
And his position is elevated above that of the high priest.
所以当主耶稣出来传讲这个天国的福音的时候，
So when Jesus came out to preach about the kingdom of heaven,
跟从他的人都要耶稣成为他们的王。
Those who followed him wanted Jesus to become their king.
但是主耶稣拒绝了。
But Jesus refused.
所以这些人还是要耶稣成为他们的王。
But these people continue to desire Jesus to become their king.
所以当逾越节来的时候，耶稣基督进入耶路撒冷。
So when Passover came, Jesus entered Jerusalem.
所以有不少的人出来。
Many people came out.
他们拿着这个棕树叶子。
They took up palm branches.
去欢迎主耶稣。
To welcome Jesus.
喊着说 Hosanna.奉主名来的以色列的王是应当称颂的。
And they cried out, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel.
所以这些群众向耶稣基督欢呼。
And all these people came to shout and welcome Jesus.
因为他们要把耶稣当作他们的救星。
Because they wanted Jesus to be their Savior.
因为他们要把耶稣基督当为是他们的王。
Because they wanted Jesus to become their King.
但是圣经告诉我们，耶稣不是做世界的王。
But the Bible tells us that Jesus is not a worldly king.
圣经讲到耶稣骑的不是那是战争所用的马。
The Bible tells us what Jesus rode on was not a war horse.
而是那些谦卑而顺良的驴驹。
But it was a humble donkey.
因为他是和平的君王。
Because he's a prince of peace.
为什么耶稣进耶路撒冷的时候不是骑着一只马，而是一只谦卑的驴驹？
Why is it that when Jesus entered Jerusalem, he was not on a war horse, but on a humble donkey?
如果我们看旧约圣经，撒加利亚第九章第九节，我们就明白。
But if we look at the Old Testament, Zechariah chapter 9 verse 9, we can understand.
因为他要应验这个圣经的预言。
Because he is to fulfill the prophecy in Scripture.
西安的民安啊，民啊，应当大大喜乐；耶路撒冷的民啊，应当欢呼。看啊，你的王来到这里。
O daughter of Zion, shout, daughter of Jerusalem, see your king comes to you.
他是公义的，并且施行拯救，谦卑和的骑着驴，就是骑着驴的句子。
Righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey.
这位以色列的王是要来施行神的拯救。
This king of the Jews is to come to carry out God's salvation.
要把世人从罪恶中拯救出来。
To save men out of their sins.
所以我们看到今天经文讲到主耶稣第一次弥赛亚。
So we see from today's scripture that Jesus Christ first is Messiah.
第二，他是神的儿子。
Second, he is the Son of God.
第三是讲到他是以色列的王。
Third, he is the King of Israel.
那么第四，最后讲到耶稣基督是人子。
And finally, that Jesus is the Son of Man.
如果我们看第一章第五十一节。
If we look at chapter 1, verse 51.
又说我实实在在地告诉你们，你们将要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来在人子的身上。
He then added, I tell you the truth, you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
在这里主耶稣基督称自己是人子。
Here Jesus Christ refers to himself as the Son of Man.
什么是人子？
What does Son of Man mean?
在福音书里面，人子这个名称出现了83次。
In New Testament, the Son of Man appears 83 times.
有13次是出现在约翰福音里面。
13 times it occurs in the book of John.
如果我们看到圣经里面讲到这个人子这个名词的时候，
If we look at the Bible when it refers to Son of Man,
它的意思是指到耶稣基督的神性。
Meaning of it is referring to Jesus' deity.
还有耶稣基督的人性。
And also his humanity.
这个名称如果我们看旧约圣经的话，我们发觉它出现在这个但以理书里面。
This term, if we look at the Old Testament, we see that it appears in the book of Daniel.
因为有一个晚上，但以理他看见一个异象。
Because one night Daniel saw a vision.
见有一位像人子的驾着天云而来，被领到亘古常在者面前。
There before me was one like a son of man coming from the clouds of heaven.
那么根据这些经文，人子的意思就是救主的显现。
And according to this verse, Son of Man is the appearance of the Savior.
所以耶稣基督在马太福音讲到这个末世的事情的时候，
So when Jesus Christ speaks of the last days in the book of Matthew,
也就是讲到耶稣基督第二次再来的时候，
And when he was speaking about his own second coming,
所以耶稣基督就引用但以理所说的，
Jesus used what Daniel said.
他说将来将会有个人子好像驾着天上的云降临。
And in the future, it will be like a son of man coming with the clouds.
所以，人子这个名称就是表明耶稣基督是天和地的代表。
So the son of man is referring to Jesus as being a representative from heaven and earth.
那主耶稣好像一个梯子连接天和地一样。
Jesus Christ is like a ladder which connects heaven and earth.
在创世纪里面有一个故事谈到这个雅各。
In Genesis, there was a story talking about Jacob.
雅各他逃离他的家乡。
Jacob was running away from home.
所以晚上的时候他在一个地方睡觉。
And at night he was sleeping in a place.
所以睡觉的时候他做了一个梦。
And he was sleeping there, he had a dream.
他梦见一个梯子立在地上，梯子的头顶着天，有神的使者在梯子上上去下来。
He saw a stairway resting on the earth, with its top reaching to heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it.
所以圣经讲到主耶稣是天和地的代表。
Therefore, the Bible refers to Jesus as a representative of heaven and earth.
那么圣经也告诉我们，主耶稣是神跟人之间的中保。
The Bible also speaks of Jesus as being the mediator between God and men.
只有借助耶稣，人才能够到神那边去。
It's only through Jesus Christ can men come before God.
所以，这些经文讲得很正确。
So these verses speak correctly.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借助我，没有人能够到父那里去。
Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
我知道这些经文很多人不能够接受。
I know this verse, many people cannot accept it.
为什么只有耶稣才能够到父那里去？
Why is the only way to the Father is through Jesus?
所以在今天的社会里面，特别是美国。
And so in today's society, especially here in the States.
当你提到耶稣是神的时候，很多人不能够接受。
When you speak of Jesus as God, many people cannot accept it.
但是圣经讲到耶稣就是那位人子。
But the Bible says that Jesus is the Son of Man.
他是天和地的代表。
He's a representative of heaven and earth.
他是那位真神跟人之间的那位中保。
He's the mediator between the true God and men.
所以耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借助我，没有人能够到父那里去。
So Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
所以上个星期我讲到施洗约翰的见证。
So last week I mentioned about the witness of John the Baptist.
那么施洗约翰见证耶稣是那位羔羊。
John the Baptist testified that Jesus was the Lamb of God.
他也见证耶稣就是那位真神。
He also testified that Jesus was the true God.
那么今天我们看到门徒的见证。
And today we see the testimony of the disciples.
这些门徒见证耶稣基督就是那位弥赛亚。
These disciples testify that Jesus was the Messiah.
耶稣就是那位神的儿子。
that Jesus was the Son of God.
耶稣是那位以色列的王。
That Jesus was the King of Israel.
耶稣是人子。
And Jesus is the Son of Man.
他是天跟地的代表。
He's a representative of heaven and earth.
他是人跟神中间的那个中保。
He's a mediator between God and men.
所以当以后我们向别人讲耶稣的时候，
So in the future when we speak of Jesus to others,
我们必须明白施洗约翰的见证。
We must understand the testimony of John the Baptist.
我们也必须明白这些门徒的见证。
And we also must understand the testimony of the disciples.
因为耶稣是那位自由拥有的神。
Because Jesus is the great I am.
在天地万物还没有创造之前，他已经存在了。
And before the creation of heaven and earth, Jesus existed.
他是自由拥有的神。
He is the I am God.
让我们同心祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your word today.
求主你把你的话语印刻在我们的心中。
Please carve your words in our hearts.
让我们知道耶稣就是那位自由拥有的神。
Help us to know that Jesus is the I am God.
他从亘古到永远，他是神。
And from ancient of time till future, He is God.
让我们来相信他。
Let us come to believe in Him.
让我们来敬拜他。
Let us come and worship Him.
他是值得我们敬拜的。
He is worthy of our worship.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.